mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. Today, join as we wander in auspicious coincidence together. Here we are again. I'm here to do the show. And the show is Spiritfoot. So here we go. Spiritfoot. Death's Gifts. Night 1. Early, early, early. To the beginning, as she set out to find fear. This was Spiritfoot's very first adventure. Spiritfoot knew in her heart of hearts who she was and what she was, and so developing her potential came with ease. Kindness was her sounding board in the realm of beauty. Rare as it was, she could always find it. And this was the passion that carried her forward. How could she protect using this kindness? Kindness, her object of meditation, and auspicious coincidence as her guide, she set out to find fear. As it was a state of mind that she had never experienced, but watched as it moved through humanity like an infection. An infection that needed a cure. Now, there's nothing more frightening than death. So that is where Spiritfoot directed her attention. At the core of the dilemma, how does one get to death without dying, she mused. Thoughts led to intentions, intentions to desires, and desire to the fire of creation. This was the pathway she found. Her dance of auspicious coincidence took her to the gates of the underworld. To enter without Lord Death's invitation was to die and join the shades. Spiritfoot knew this as her intentions had unfolded this detail. With success close at hand, as any good yogi would, Spiritfoot found a seat of earth to sit to support her and began to sing. Spiritfoot loved to sing, although some spirits say her voice is wild and raw. She sang stories all that she could recall. Settling into nothing, she sang of death's great trick, opener of the door of the celestial realms and all the bejeweled pathways that reside within. Hey, what are you doing? Two short, red-skinned imps, sharp-horned and daggered, smiles. The second followed suit with the same question. Hey, you, sitting there, what you doing? Spiritfoot came to the end of her tale and brought her attention to the newfound company. I'm passing the time as I wait for invitation, singing songs to Lord Death's glory. What are you two up to with those mischievous grins? That is one of the most reasonable responses I've heard in quite some time. Death is an extraordinary fellow. May we sit and listen? Yes, may we? I am Santos, and this is my brother Rontos, and I must admit, you are the funniest thing we have come across in a very long time. Not a thing, human, Spiritfoot scolded with a mother's stern love. Yes, I would love company while I wait. Please, make yourselves comfortable. Rontos and Santos found soft moss cushions near Spiritfoot and settled in to join her, wiggling into the moss. The joy was palpable as the imps joined Spiritfoot, awaiting her next song. Have you ever met Death? Spiritfoot asked the two imps as they settled. Oh, yeah. Talk about potency to the end. I love that guy. He scares me. Santos followed his brother's comment. Do you remember that time when you tripped and did a faceplant right in front of Death? Santos' laugh filled the air and bounced off of Death's door. Yeah, Rontos joined in. He almost tripped right over me. Spiritfoot joined her laughter into the mirth. What is he like in character and passion? He has a character that has no passion. Both Santos and Rontos laughed harder. Only a human would ask that question. Death is the final judge, clear, clean, impersonal, as the moon views the earth, so he views all those who stand before him. There is no act, good, bad, or indifferent, that is not brought to his attention by his lovely lady, Lily, for she holds and scribes all of creation's debts. You might meet her, as she is always at Death's side, and he holds court of the underworld. Might, cockled Santos. Might. There is no being in all of creation that will not meet her in the end. Both brothers, and because she couldn't help it, caught in the wave of bubbles herself, laughed. The imps so hard they were rolling on the ground next to Spiritfoot. Good one, brother. Good one. Growled hard of breath. Hey, Spiritfoot, why do you want to talk to Death? Great question. You both may be able to help me with my quest as well. I have come to Death to learn the meaning and the purpose of fear, as I do not understand it and see it as an infection moving through humanity. Not just humanity. Don't be so human-centered. And yes, it is as you describe, a disease that forms when Lord Death can no longer hold up the Mother's Law. Yeah, along with resentment and shame, the venom of Nemesis' wrath gets very hard to bear at the end of the ages. That is something to fear, Santos said seriously, although he could not help looking mischievous, no matter what he did. You might really want to talk with Lady Lily. I do believe she has the answers you are seeking. She endures and holds all the transgressions of the Mother's Law. If there is anyone who would know the answers to your questions, it would be her. Did you bring an appropriate offering for passing through the and requesting love? Beyond currency, to the great display of mind illuminated, I offer a song. Santos and Rantos' ears perked in perfect attention, waited as though ready to spring on every word. Fear creates grasping. How can we love that? Grasping creates ownership. How can we love that? Ownership creates objectification. How can we love with that? Ownership creates infection. How can we love with that? Stop. Stomp once free ownership. Spirit rose as if levitating and stomped the ground, leaving her footprints to turn into stone and jewel. Stomp twice. Trance full and complete. Now Spiritfoot danced ecstasy, Dionysian style, free grasping. Spiritfoot freed her mind to the ethers and let love ride. Stomp three times, grasping gone, the ground is known again. Lord Death, this ground of love, free of fear, is my offering. Offering made, Spiritfoot settled to catch her breath. Santos turned to his brother with a smile and said, Go get her. The offering is right. The imp turned his attention back to Spiritfoot and asked, Would you like to play a game until my brother returns? Santos chimed in, Oh, with sleep, I will be back before you know it. Play and have fun until my return. Really, my brother is the master of games. Win or lose, you will always have fun with Rantos. Abundance is his game. Bend his ear and learn. And of course, bend your ears in return, and the mastering of illusion will be at your fingertips. Maybe even your command. A smile cracked Spiritfoot's face. Games. I do like games. Games of chance. Body, mind, and soul. Puzzles. Are puzzles included in your games, Rantos? Games build the attention, and puzzles build willpower. The handling of discomfort to find the answer. Oh, yes. We could play a puzzle or two. Games build the will. Can you bend my ear for a bit? Rantos smiled. I would love nothing more. Will and attention are the key and the lock to all of reality, and games are a fun way to develop both. When a hard thing must be done, make it a game, then it's fun. Will holds the attention. Attention makes the move. Nothing more. Rantos started into a trance in his own right. Choice guides illusion, no more, no less. Simple choice. Awareness brings choice. Are we having fun yet? Power and control is a game and choice to see a larger strategy, which brings freedom. Step to the side into love, and you will always win the game. You make a game sound like a dance. Yes, yes, you are onto it now. Find the rhythm, find the pulse, guide the resonance, and win the game. Find the pulse and win the game. Rantos began to rummage through his pockets. Ah, this is the means and fun for sure, and if it doesn't give you a scare, I'll be surprised, as that is a part of the fun. The wild-eyed imp settled into easy joy as he pulled out 5 dice, 2 skulls, and a deck of cards, and moved in to sit across from Spiritfoot. Now these skulls may bite, Ronto said, beaming mischievous trickster joy. In the underworld, everything is duty and law. Games are just like this, and as you know from your journeys in the realm of beauty, the strongest law endures. This is a game that teaches the player the skills to succeed in any realm, the underworld, the realm of beauty, or any other. This game teaches the skill to find and hold the resonance of every law, thus holding them up so they will endure. The dice are attention, the skulls will, and the cards the law we must hold up. Whoever holds up the most laws wins. Attention, Rantos pointed at the dice, picked them up, and with an ease gesture took a card. He set the card between them and rolled the dice across the surface of the card. I hide my attention, but you don't have to. The dice found their space on the ground, offering no meaning or purpose. Will. Rantos plucked up the skulls, and the surrender of discomfort began. Fire ignited in the eyes and the mouth of each skull, and as Rantos found his place of deep consent, the dice rose into the air and found points in space. Spikes formed and found their way into Santos's hands. He smiled. This is a hard one. Blood is needed. I told you it could be scary. Are you sure you still want to play? Spiritfoot gave no response. She just sat, learning and preparing for her turn. Then let us play the Titan's task. Rantos let his will meet the task, and great oceans of the darkest blood formed between them as the card dissolved and became one with the elemental law of Oceanus. Your turn, Rantos said, as he set the skulls down in front of her. Rantos pulled his hands back. He took a moment to heal his wounds. Spiritfoot followed Rantos' example. She took a card and set it between them. Her hand found the dice as though they had been waiting for her. She cast the dice across the cards, allowing them to find their points in space. Just as she observed Santos do, in the same order, she picked up the skulls, which instantly began to produce a high-pitched scream, much like a peacock calling its defense. Spiritfoot held and settled into her consent. The screams became voices, and each voice turned into a crystal of memory. Each memory began to dance in the first blood, and the Titan of memory and muse found their place in the whole.
Wow. Well, now, it seems I have a real competitor. Let the games continue.
Santos pulled his card, and on they played deep into the night, holding up each and every task before they found their slumber.
Oh, wow, feel the love. Thank you all for joining me today and joining the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Boy, what a story feast we had, and we're going to do it again soon. If you love the tales, please feel free to follow the Lowly Yogi wherever he may go. Share it with those you love. Hey, until next time, play us out, Monkey Max. Play us out.
Earth Mother and friends, you cross a hearth at last. Long have we grieved while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease may never cease. Welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome Bodhi tender and mild. Welcome protection and welcome friends. It's been a long wait, but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer and fall, winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality. Welcome all. It's time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all you protectors, and we call you in. Welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.